主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉乐山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是早期教会的第一个神迹，经文出自《使徒行传》第三章一到十二节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神是完全尊贵的主。
Our God is the glorious, noble God.
他是独一荣耀的神。
And he is the only true God.
所以我们应当敬拜他。
Therefore, we must come and worship him.
我们真是有福气。
We are the blessed people.
因为能够认识他。
Because we can know this only true God.
认识他就是生命。
Now to know God is to know eternal life.
得着他就得着永远的生命。
To have him is to have eternal life.
这首诗歌是204。
Now let's sing hymn 204.
我是 情在我内心，我看见你的救恩，应该守着地狱死刑，主恩实在更多，主恩实在更多，我追随多主是多么，主恩实在更多。 Nothing of merit possess it, or helpless before him I lay.But in the precious blood of Him, He washed all my sins hands away. His grace aboundeth more. His grace aboundeth more. Now sin aboundeth in my heart. His grace.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
主对保罗说
Jesus said to Paul the apostle,
我的恩典够你用的
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在软弱的人身上显得完全
My power will manifest it in the weakness of mankind.
保罗对主说
And Paul responded to God,
主啊，我要依靠你
Lord, I want to depend on you.
我要靠你的恩典来继续活下去。
I will continue to live by your grace.
我要忠心服侍你。
I will serve you faithfully.
这首诗歌是358。
Now let's sing hymn number 358.
Abiding, rest with divine,
兄姐妹只能这样站立。
Please remain standing, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray together.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Father in heaven，
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
你保守我们平安过了一个礼拜。
You kept us safe for another week.
今日又领我们回到你的家。
Today you have brought us back into your house.
使得我们可以敬拜你。
So that we may worship you.
为此存感恩的心。
And for this our hearts are grateful.
这今天是一个伟大的日子。
Today is a great day, Lord.
基督耶稣从死里复活。
For Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
他战胜了死亡。
He has conquered death.
他为我们带来了永生的盼望。
And he has brought upon us the hope of eternal life.
因他活着。
Because he lives.
生活就有意义。
And life become meaningful.
因他活着。
Because he lives.
明天就有盼望。
We have the hope of tomorrow.
因他活着。
Because he lives.
工作就有力量。
We have the strength to serve, to work.
主啊，因你我们满足了。
Lord, because of you, our hearts are satisfied.
有一天，信靠你的人也必复活。
Those who trust in you shall rise to life again.
这话是真实的。
And this is a truthful statement.
因为主曾说。
Because Jesus promised.
我要上十字架。
I will go to the cross.
我要替人类死。
I will die on behalf of mankind.
三日以后要复活。
But on the third day, I will rise from the dead.
果然你复活了。
And truly, Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
在此，我们知道你的话是真实的。
On this, we know that the word of Jesus Christ is dependable and is truthful.
你关于我们的话也是真实的。
And your promise unto us is truthful and faithful.
信靠你的永远活着。
Those who believe in you shall live forevermore.
这今天我们来敬拜你。
Today we come to worship you.
我们恳求你。
We pray to you, Lord.
住在我们中间。
Make your dwelling place here.
使得我们因你喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy may be complete because of you.
在你复活的那一天早晨。
Lord, on the day you rose from the dead.
你对寻求你的妇女们说，
And you say to the woman who come to the tomb to seek Jesus,
愿你们平安。
You say to them, peace be unto you.
后来你遇见你的门徒，
Later on you meet with your disciples.
对他们说，
You say to them,
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
说今日早晨，
Lord, today, this morning,
请你对在座的每一位说，
You say to everyone here today,
愿你平安。
Peace be unto you.
主，我们就满足了。
Lord, our hearts shall be satisfied.
我们需要的不是金钱。
Lord, what we need is not just money.
不是物质。
It's not just gold or silver or material things.
乃是真正的平安。
But it's the peace that comes from you.
就是你说的。
That is what you promise.
因为你说的就是真的。
Because whatever you say is truthful.
主啊，求你祝福我们的教会。
Lord, may you bless your church here.
今日来到你恩座前的每一位。
Everyone who come to your throne of grace.
无论他们的需要是什么。
Whatever their need may be.
求主都供给他们。
And may the Lord provide for us.
忧伤的求你安慰。
And may the Lord comfort those who are sorrowful in heart.
疾病的求主医治。
And the Lord heal those who are sick in their physical body.
有缺乏的求主供给。
May the Lord provide.For those who are in need.
求主指引他们的道路。
And may the Lord show the way, the direction to those who are wandering up and down the road.
保守我们行在你的旨意中。
And may the Lord safeguard us to walk on the path of God and the will of God.
我求你今日借着圣经向我们说话。
Lord, you speak to our hearts in your holy word.
借着你的话语来安慰我们的心。
And comfort our hearts in your word.
坚固我们的信仰。
Strengthen our faith.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you, God, for your grace.
我们将今天聚会从开头直到末了都放在你的手里。
Lord, entrust the service from the very beginning to completion into your hand.
主啊，这样一切都能够荣耀你。
May everything we do bring glory to you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，我今天要跟大家分享信息的题目是早期教会的第一个神迹。
Yes, brothers and sisters, the subject of today's message is the first miracle of the early church.
什么是神迹？
What is a miracle?
神迹是神的作为。
A miracle is a work of God.
神迹超越自然的规律。
Now, a miracle supersedes the law of the nature.
神迹超越人能力的范围。
The miracle exceeds the realm of man's power.
以下我们从三个方面思想刚才读的经文。
Now let's consider the passage we have read from three different angles.
第一，神迹发生的前夕。
First, the eve before the miracle.
第二，神迹发生的经过。
Second, theprocess of the miracle.
第三，神迹所产生的影响。
Thirdly, the results of the miracle.
我们现在看信息的第一个方面。
Now let's look at the first parts of the message.
神迹发生的前夕。
The what happened before the miracle.
经文第一、第二节说，伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口。那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。
Verses 1 and 2 says, Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer, and a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gates of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple.
这里经文告诉我们四件事。
The text here tells us four things.
第一，神迹发生的时间是在下午的三点钟。
First, the miracle took place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
犹太人一天有三个祷告的时间。
The Jews have three designated times of prayer.
就是早上九点钟。
The first is 9 o'clock in the morning.
就是中午十二点钟。
And then at 12 o'clock at noon.
就是下午的三点钟。
And then the third hours in the afternoon.
第二，这个发生的地点是在圣殿的美门口。
Now the location of the miracle is at the gates ofthe gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful.
圣殿的结构是这样。
Now, this is the structure of the temple.
最外围最外围是让外邦人聚集的，叫做外邦人的院子。
Now there is a court of the Gentile and it is outside of the temple. It is designated for the Gentile.
第二个是犹太妇女聚集的地方，叫做妇女的院子。
Now there is also a court called the court of women and that is particularly for the women togetherAt that place.
第三个是犹太男人聚集的地方，称为以色列的院子。
There is a place called the courts of Israel, and it is a place for the men for them to gather there.
从妇女的院子要进到以色列的院子，他们要往上走，走75个台阶。
Now from the house of the woman to the house of Israel.People are going up, and they need to take 75 steps up.
要进入以色列的院子之前，有一个大门，称为美门。
Before they enter into the house of Israel or the courts of Israel, they have to enter through a gate, and that gate is called the Beautiful.
犹太历史学家 Josephus 告诉我们。
The Jewish historian Josephus tells us.
他说这个门是用哥林多出产最好的铜精制而成。
Now this gate is made of coppers, produced in Corinth, the best coppers been made.
这个门要开或者要关，需要20个男人的力气来开这个门，关这个门。
In order to open or shut the door, it takes 20Main, 20 main power to do the work.
第三，我们看的就是神使用施行神迹的人，就是彼得跟约翰。
Thirdly, we see the people that God used to perform the miracle, and these are Peter and John.
彼得和约翰是加利利的渔夫。
Now Peter and John were fishermen of Galilee.
他们都是耶稣的门徒。
They were all disciples of Jesus.
他们是耶稣复活的见证人。
They were testimony or witnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
他们是早期教会的领袖。
They were leaders of the early church.
这两个人的性格非常的不一样。
These two people have different character.
但是在主的工作上，他们同心是好同工。
But on the work of God,They are in unity and they are good co-workers.
他们也是常常祷告的人。
They were also people who often pray.
第四，我们看这个门主医治的人。
Fourthly, we see the man that God healed.
有四个方面。
And there are four different aspects.
第一，他是一个乞丐。
First, he was a beggar.
在当时的社会没有福利的制度。
In the society then there was no social security.
所以残废的人要靠着跟人家乞、跟人家讨来生求个生存。
So the handicapped, in order to survive, they must ask people for help.
穷人喜欢在三个地方来跟人家求乞。
And the poor people like to go to.One of the three places to beg for people's help.
第一个是有钱人的门口。
The first place is the gates of the wealthy.
第二是圣殿的门口。
The second is the gates of the temple.
第三是一个城市人们出住的门口。
Thirdly, it's they sit at the gates of a city.
圣殿的门口是乞丐的首选。
Now the first choice for the beggars would be the gates of the temple.
犹太人认为要过虔诚的生活有三个方式可以做。
The Jews believe that in order to live a godly life, you can do one of three things.
第一是祷告。
The first thing is prayer.
第二是禁食。
The second one is to fast.
第三是周济穷人。
And the third is to give Arms to people.
第二件关于这个人的事。
Now, second thing regarding this man.
从第四章22节我们知道。
From chapter 4, verse 22, we know
这个乞丐是一个瘫痪的人，他已经瘫痪超过40年了。
Now this beggar was a paralytic, and he was already in that condition for over 40 years.
在过去40多年里面，他没有经验跑、跳或者是走路。
In the past over 40 years, he was not able to walk or to run or to do anything.
他不知道什么叫做手脚灵活。
He doesn't understand what is meant by having a hand that and the feet that could move.
第三，他这个人没有社交的生活。
Thirdly, this man did not have any social life.
他没有跟朋友一起出去玩过。
He never went out.To play with a friend.
他可能从来没有交过女朋友。
Perhaps he never had a girlfriend.
他的一生是在寂寞、孤单、被抛弃的痛苦当中度过的。
He spent his over 40 years in loneliness and in poverty and in difficulties.
第四，这个人没有得医治的盼望。
Fourthly, this man had lost his hope of being healed.
很可能的，耶稣以前进出圣殿的时候也见过这个人，但是没有医治他。
It was very likely that Jesus also went through the temple in the past and saw this man, but did not extend healing to him.
耶稣当时没有医治他，不等于耶稣不要医治他。
When Jesus did not heal this man, it did not mean Jesus did not want to heal him.
耶稣可能要让彼得、约翰来医治他。
Maybe Jesus did not heal him so that John and Peter could heal him later.
这个就是神的时间，神的主权。
In this, we see the prerogative of God and the timing of God.
弟兄姐妹，以上是信息的第一方面。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first point of the message.
我们讲时间、地点。行神迹的人物，还有被医治的人。
We talk about the time, the location, the one who performed the miracles, and the man who received the healing.
我们在这里有很多中学生、高中生，你说哦，这跟我在作文写记叙文很相似，时间、地点、人物、经过的事情。
Now there are many high school students here, and you say, "Well, this is very similar to my."Writing project because we have to tell people about the time, the place, and the people.
好，现在我们讲信息的第二个方面。
Now let's look at the second point of the message.
就是神迹发生的经过。
That is the process of the miracle.
经文在第三到八节。
In verses 3-8.
我用中文读，我要请下面会读英文的人拿起你的纸絮单一起来读。
I want to read in Chinese, and if you have your bulletin, I want you to open it and read it in English, if you could.
他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们。”那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝趾骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
Praising God.
OK, 读英文的 ，Ready, go.
And he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple. He began asking to receive alms, but Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, "Look at us."And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Nazarene, walk." And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened with a leap and stood upright and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them,Walking and leaping and praising God.
以上的经文告诉我们几件事。
The passage above tells us several things.
第一，这个乞丐在美门口非常可怜。
First, this beggar sitting by the beautiful gate was very pitiful.
因为他所盼望得到的 不是医治，乃是周济。
For what he hoped to get was not healing, but almsgiving.
但是彼得要给他的不是金钱，乃是耶稣。
But what Peter wanted to give him was not money, but Jesus.
彼得要给他的是他起来行走，不要做一个瘸子。
What Peter wanted to give him is that he could stand up and walk and no longer be a lame man.
彼得要给他的是赞美神，不是做一个乞丐。
What Peter wants to give him is the ability to praise God, but no longer be a beggar.
彼得要给他的是自由，不是受病痛的限制。
What Peter wants to give him is freedom, but not limitation by sickness.
在这里我们学习到基督教能够给人什么。
Here we learn what Christianity could offer people.
不只是金钱，金钱，金钱。
Not only just money, money, money.
我们给人的不单单是要周济。
What we give people is not only almsgiving.
不单单是一些理论。
Not only some theory.
不是一套人生的哲学。
It is not a human philosophy.
基督徒能够给这个社会给人类的是耶稣基督。
What Christians can give to people in the society is Jesus Christ.
是圣灵的能力。
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
是罪得着赦免的喜乐。
It is the joy of being forgiven.
乃是添加的盼望。
It is the hope of heaven.
第二件事。
The second thing.
这个瘸子得医治不是因为他有信心。
The lame man was healed not because of his faith.
乃是彼得对耶稣基督的信心。
But the faith that Peter had of Jesus.
乃是彼得对痛苦的人的爱心跟同情。
But the love and sympathy that Peter had on poor people.
但彼得不是讲了几句话就罢。
But Peter did not only just speak a few words.
彼得不是做一个祷告就走开。
He did not just pray and walk away.
他乃充满着信心跟爱心。
He was filled with faith and love.
他紧紧地握住这个瘸子的右手。
He held this lame man's hand tightly.
然后用手把他拉起来。
And then use his strength to pull him up.
直到这个踝子骨的关节落在一个正确的位置，直到他能够。
Until the bones of the ankles fell into the right position and he was strengthened.
在这里我们看到彼得多么的信靠神。
Here we see how much Peter trusted in God.
当彼得伸出他的手拉住这个人的时候。
When Peter stretches his hand to hold this man.
这是一个非常严肃的时刻。
It was a very serious moment.
如果他得医治，只好。
He was healed, then it would be well.
如果他不得医治,
but if he did not get healed,
他将成为永远的讥诮跟羞辱。
It would become an everlasting mockery.
但是彼得这个时候没有想别的。
But Peter at that point did not think about anything else.
如果我拉到他起来，等一下他又掉下去怎么办？
If I pull him up, but he dropped back to the original place, what would happen to me?
但是彼得深深的相信。
But Peter deeply believed.
主就是借着我要医治这个病人。
God wants to heal this man through me.
主就是要在这个时候荣耀他自己的名。
At this point, God wants to glorify his name.
因着彼得的信心，主就彰显荣耀。
Because of the faith of Peter, God manifested his glory.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们有这样的信心吗？
Brothers and sisters, today do we have this kind of faith?
很多的时候我们说，我信靠神，我信靠神。
Many times we say, I believe in God, I do believe in God.
其实我们的心中有第二个计划。
But in fact, our hearts has a second plan.
我们说我信靠神，但是我们一个后备的方案。
We say we believe in God, but we have another backup plan.
但是彼得不是这样。
But this is not true with Peter.
哦，他的心跟圣灵连在一起。
His heart was linked with the Holy Spirit.
他的眼睛单单仰望耶稣。
His eyes looked to Jesus only.
他知道不是我在做，乃是主要借着我去做。
He did not. He knew that it was not him who is doing it, but God is doing it through him.
第三，我们。听彼得所讲的话。
Now we have heard what Peter said.
金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
Peter said, I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene. Walk.
这里我们又看到一个属灵的原则。
Here we see another spiritual principle.
教会不怕没有金钱，只怕没有经历耶稣基督。
The church doesn't worry about not having money, but we worry about not being able to experience Jesus.
如果我们心中有耶稣，天天经历耶稣，那是教会最大的荣耀。
If we have Jesus in our hearts and we daily experience Jesus, that would be the greatest glory of the church.
但是教会有金钱，没有经历耶稣，那是最大的讥诮跟羞辱。
But if the church has all the gold and silver at the same time, we never experience Jesus, that would be the greatest shame of the church.
天主教的神学家叫做 Thomas Aquinas 有一个故事。
The Roman Catholic theologian Thomas Aquinas has a story.
在公元1260年。
At AD 1260 years.
当时的教宗叫做 Innocent II.
The Pope then was Innocent II.
Innocent II 就带这个神学家 Thomas Aquinas 去看梵蒂冈储存财物的地方。
And the Pope took Thomas Aquinas to the capital of the Roman Catholic to see all the treasure stored in the house.
然后说，亚圭纳 Aquinas， 我再也不能像第一届的教宗彼得说，金银我都没有。
And he said to Aquinas, I can no longer say with the first Pope Peter that I don't have money and silver and gold.
亚圭纳很平静地回答说。
Aquinas calmly answered.
你也不能说。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
Neither can you say, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to stand up and walk.
亚圭纳的意思是，你得了财富，却失去能力。
Aquinas, what does he mean? He means that, Pope, even though you have money, but you have lost your power.
这是一针见血的话。
Now, this is a very pointed statement.
现在我们看第四个方面。
Now let's look at the fourth point.
神在什么情况下使用彼得跟约翰？
Under what circumstance does God use John and Peter?
在这一天没有五旬节吹过的大风。
On this day, there's no strong wind blown by on the day of Pentecost.
没有火焰像石头降在每一个人的头上。
There was no flame.Like tongues that fell on people.
没有说起别国的语言。
And people did not speak the tongue of other nations.
没有开神迹布道大会。
There was no crusade that only performed miracles.
没有天使任何的预告。
There was no pre-announcement by angels.
你说那他们有什么呢？
But what did they have?
他们有一个爱主的心。
They had a love for God.
他们靠主的恩典过每一天的生活。
They lived the everyday life by the grace of God.
清晨起来刷牙洗脸。
In the morning, they brushed their teeth, washed their face.
他们仰望神的带领。
And then they looked to God for His guidance.
他们凭信心与神同行。
By faith, they walked with God.
他们所有的就是照常到圣殿去祷告。
What they had was to go as normal to the temple to pray.
至于神要做什么事情，他们一无所知。
As to what God would do for them on that day, they knew nothing of.
弟兄姐妹，你盼望神迹发生吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you wish miracles to happen?
你随时都要做好准备。
You must be ready at any time.
随时都跟随圣灵的引导。
You must.Follow the Spirit at any time.
得时不得时，总要传道。
whether it is in seasons or out of seasons, you must preach the word.
你要相信神能够行神迹。
And you must believe that God could do miracles.
但神行神迹不是每一天。
But God doesn't do miracles every day.
也不是人所能够预告的。
And when he does it, it's unpredictable.
这就是为什么我们没有同意那些极端灵恩派，那些说他们会行神迹的讲员，我们不认同他们。
We do not identify with the miracle workers of the charismatics.
他们称自己是神医。
They call themselves miracle healers.
所以他们印单张贴海报。
So they print out the bulletin, they send out the flyers.
他说在某月某日，我要在某个地方行神迹了。
And they announce that on a certain day and a certain month, we're gonna go to a certain place to perform miracles.
人们一听有神迹大会，叫做 Miracle Crusade， 他们就存着好奇的心去参加。
And when people heard that there's a Miracle Crusade, they go there with curiosity.
他们盼望看神迹。
They wish to be able to see miracles.
但是你仔细读全本圣经。
But as you carefully read the whole Bible.
你仔细读使徒行传。
As you carefully read the book of Acts.
神从来没有预先告诉人说他要行神迹。
God never told people ahead of time that he will do it. A miracle on a certain day.
他要医治什么人？
And what kind of people he would heal?
或者他要做什么事？
Or what he would do?
彼得、约翰当天没有海报单张。
On that day, Peter and John, they did not have all the advertisement materials.
没有说今天下午三点钟在圣殿的美门口那里，你们要看到一个瘸子起来行走。
They never announced ahead of time that at 3 o'clock today, at the gates of the beautiful, there will be a miracle and God will cause a lame man to walk.
没有任何的广告。
There's no advertisement.
没有神迹大会。
There's no miracle crusade.
只有祷告会。
There was only prayer meeting.
只有一个心志，就是传福音，高举耶稣。
There was a determination, and it is to preach the gospel and to exalt Jesus.
他们只要照神所托付的去服事。
They only wanted to serve God according to what God has entrusted to them.
当他们忠心服事主的时候，神迹奇事就彰显出来。
And when they faithfully serve God, miracles occurs.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督是昨日、今日、直到永远的。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is yesterday, today, and yes, and forever the same.
以前行神迹，今天行神迹，以后也神行之神迹。
He performed miracles in the past, now, and in the future.
但是神什么时候行神迹？那是神的主权，是神所定的时间。
But as to when he would perform a miracle, he has full authority to determine.
我们以下看信息的第三部分，神迹产生的影响。
Now let's look at the final points of the message, and that is the impact that the miracle created.
经文九到十二节说，百姓都看见他行走，赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿的美门口求救济的，就因他所遇着的事，满心稀奇惊讶。那人正在称为所罗门的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里，很觉得稀奇。彼得看见，就对百姓说：“以色列人呢、啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？”
And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they were taking notes of him as being the one who used to sit at the beautiful gates of the temple to beg alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them at the so-called porticoes of Solomon, full of amazement. But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? or why do you gaze at us as if by our own power or piety we had made him walk?
这里我们看到神迹产生三个结果。
From here we see the three results that the miracle produced.
第一，那个瘸了四十多年的瘫痪的人就起来行走了。
First, the man who was lame for over 40 years begins to walk.
他跳起来，他能够行，能够站。
He jumped up, he could walk, and he could stand.
他们同彼得、约翰一起进圣殿赞美神。
And he entered into the temple to praise God together with Peter and John.
所以这个神迹是真的。
So the miracle was real.
是公开的，是立刻的。
It was instant and it was public.
因为那瘸子成了一个健全的人。
For the lame man became a sound man.
他的残障不见了。
His handicaps disappeared.
第二个影响。
The second impact.
百姓看见就都惊奇惊讶。
When the people saw this, they were so amazed.
他们深深地被吸引。
They were deeply attracted.
哦，当时产生的激情轰动可想而知。
So you can imagine the excitement and the enthusiasm.
但是他们的眼睛在看，心里却在想，是什么？是什么使到这个人起来行走？
But while they look at it with their eyes, their hearts were thinking, what caused this to happen?
啊，可能彼得、约翰在他们的身上有一个 magic。有一个宝在他们里面。
Or perhaps John and Peter had a magical item in their body.
第三，我们看到彼得的回应。
Thirdly, we see Peter's response.
彼得问两个问题。
And Peter asked two questions.
以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？
Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this?
彼得的意思是，你们不应该觉得很稀奇。
What Peter means is that you should not be amazed.
你们感到稀奇，因为你们忘记了所信、所敬拜的神。
You felt amazement because you have forgotten about the God that you worship.
外邦人看见可以感到稀奇。
When the Gentiles see this, they could be amazed.
你们是神的子民，应该存着一个心说，我们的神何等的伟大，来赞美神，而不是稀奇站在那边观看。
You are the people of God, and you know God. You know that God is a God of miracle, and you should praise God as you look at this instead of just being a bystander.
彼得接着问第二个问题。
Peter goes on to ask the second question.
为什么定睛看我们呢？
Why do you gaze at us?
因为我们凭自己的能力，是我们的虔诚，叫这个人起来行走。
As if by our own power or piety that we had made him walk.
彼得知道人有一个毛病。
Peter knew that people have a problem.
就是人把神的能力跟人的虔诚连在一起。
That is that people put together the power of God and the piety of man.
哦，神这么伟大的工作彰显，一定是这个人，这个人是这个人。
Oh, the power of God has manifested. It must be because of this man.
这不合圣经的原则。
Now, this is inconsistent with the biblical principle.
诗篇115篇第一节说，
Psalm 115 verse 5 says,
耶和华，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们。
Oh, Jehovah God, let not glory belong to us. It doesn't belong to us.
要因你的慈爱，你的信实归在你的名下。
Let glory be to you alone because of your loving kindness.
这里我们看到彼得没有为自己求荣誉。
Here we see that Peter did not ask for honor for himself.
他没有企图求虚浮的荣耀。
He did not intend to acquire or require for the vain glory.
他所高举的是那最美之名，就是拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
What he exalted was the most beautiful name, which is the name of Jesus Christ.
最后我要对大家说，
Finally, I want to say to you,
彼得是一个蒙神大大使用的人。
Peter was a man greatly used of God.
他有很多属灵的美德，值得我们思想跟效法。
He has a lot of spiritual virtue worthy of our imitation.
我请大家留心听。
And I want you to pay attention.
第一，他是一个恒心祷告的人。
First, he was a man who prayed consistently.
第二，他是一个大有信心的人。
Thirdly, second, he was a man of great faith.
第三，他是一个极其有爱心的人。
Thirdly, he is a man of great love.
第四，他是一个奉耶稣基督的名行事的人。
Fourthly, he was a man who could perform things in the name of Jesus.
第五，他是一个谦卑的人。
Fifthly, he was a man of humility.
第六，他没有要求神迹，神迹却随着他。
Sixth, even though he did not ask for miracle, miracle follows him.
第七，他不将成绩归给自己，却将荣耀全部都归给神。
Seventh, he did not draw glory to himself, but he attribute glory to God.
God's love reached out to me one day on Calvary when I was lost in sin and shame. He pardoned all my sin and now He lives within. Oh, blessed love of God, so rich and free. His love is broader than any ocean, and it is deeper than any done for me. He'll take away your sin and give you peace within. Oh, precious love of Christ, so rich and free. His love is broader than any ocean, and it is deeper than any sea. The love of Jesus took him to Calvary to suffer there for you. Truer friend you'll find. is broader than any ocean, and it is deeper than any sea. The love of Jesus took him to Calvary to suffer there.
Now may the loving kindness of God the Father,
我们主耶稣基督的恩惠,
may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
和圣灵的交通,
may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
每一天每一个时刻都与弟兄姐妹同在,
be with brothers and sisters every day, every moment,
直到我们主耶稣基督回来的日子,
until the day Jesus Christ return back for us.
愿主牵着您的手,
may the Lord hold your hand,
每天与你同行,
may the Lord walk alongside with you daily,
愿他安慰你,
may the Lord comfort you,
扶持你,
may the Lord sustain you,
医治你,
may the Lord heal your sickness,
刚强你,
may the Lord strengthen you,
指明每天当走的路,
and may the Lord show you the way of the day,
和当做的事,
and the things that you need to do,
保守你行在他的旨意之中,
and to safeguard you walking in the path and the will of God,
给你一切的智慧和力量,
and give you all the wisdom and strength,
来为主而活,
to live a life for God,
在生活中结出圣灵的果子,
to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit in your daily living,
就是真理的果子,
that is the fruits of the truth,
就是光明的果子,
the fruits of light,
来荣耀我们的神,
to glorify our God,
这样主必与你同在,
in so doing God shall be with you,
从今时直到永永远远,
from now unto eternity,
但愿在至高之处荣耀归于三位一体的真神,
and now may glory to the triune God in the highest,
就是圣父、圣子和圣灵。
To God the Father, to God the Son, to God the Holy Spirit.
在地上平安归于在座的每一位。
And on earth, peace be unto every one of you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We bless in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山基督教会制作的。你若正在寻找教会，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的教会是嘉略山基督教会，目前有三个聚会地点。我们的本堂在 Chino 市，地点是3945 Schaefer Avenue。教会的联络电话是909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684。我们的英文堂是每个主日上午9:30开始聚会，中文堂和儿童崇拜是11:00开始聚会。此外，我们在 Eastville 分堂聚会的地点是在 Ronald Reagan Elementary School。聚会时间是礼拜天上午10:00，学校的地址是8300 Field Master Street Eastville， 询问的电话号码是951-934-6282。此外，我们还有一个粤语堂的崇拜，时间是在每个礼拜天上午10:30开始，聚会的地点在北美中华福音神学院内。地址是在1520 West Cameron Avenue West Covina， 联络电话是626-905-3370。各位朋友，再次谢谢您的收听，愿上帝赐福给您。下个礼拜天同一时间，我们空中再会。